各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们来读两段圣经。
Let's read two passages.
因为很短，所以我请大家我们同声来念。
Because there are two short passages, we ask everybody to read together.
第一段，我们先用中文念，然后请英文来念。
First, we'll read in Chinese, and then we'll read in English.
好吧，看彼得后书第三章第十八节，最后一节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
彼得后书第三章，这个十八节是最后一节。
2 Peter also only has three chapters, and verse 18 is the last verse.
我们一起来同声于中文念，你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远，阿们。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus, Savior. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
还有一处我们改改，请大家看，在希伯来书十一章。
The second passage is not what's in this bulletin, it's Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第二十四、二十五两节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 and 25.
希伯来书第十一章二十四节，我们同声来念。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更丰宝贵，因他想望所得的赏赐。好，听到这里。
Hebrews chapter 11 verses 24 through 26. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessing.
今天早上诗班献诗，弟兄姊妹在祷告中，我们来敬拜你。
Through the hymn that was presented by the choir and through our prayers, we come to worship you.
今天我们现在用查考神的话语，你的话语来敬拜你。
And now we worship you through the hearing of your words.
但愿我们从这个话语中找到一条我们生命之道。
May we find the path to life through your words.
帮助我们在生活中能够亲近你。
Help us to draw near to you in our lives.
在生命中我们能够长大。
And that we may grow in you.
在圣经中有许多的教导和我们日常生活有所不同。
The teachings from the scripture oftentimes are different than how we practice our lives.
有时候我们会以迷惑，我们有时候不懂这什么关系。
Sometimes we may be confused or we may not grasp the relevance.
求主真是帮助我们有一颗智慧的心，能够寻找你的真理。
We pray, Lord, that you give us the wisdom to seek your truth.
而且很遵守你的真理。
And that we may follow and be obedient to your Holy Spirit.
我们这样祷告祈求，感谢奉耶稣基督名字。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 在新约二十七卷书里面，耶稣基督的门徒彼得只写了两本书，就是彼得前书和彼得后书。
In the New Testament, out of the 27 books, the Apostle Peter only wrote two books, and that is 1st and 2nd Peter.
一般的圣经学者很重视这两本书。
Bible scholars really put emphasis on these two books.
因为前书讲勉励我们要在苦难里面，生活苦难里面怎么面对。
The first book talks about how Christians ought to face the difficulties and challenges in their lives.
后书讲得更清楚，我们在教会里面就面对很大的危机，就是那个 假师父、假先知、假老师的危机。
The second book talks about the danger that we face in the church, which is the danger of having false teachers and false prophets within the church.
但是我们看见彼得前书，如果你们有圣经的话，请你看第五章第十节下面提到，等你们战受苦难以后，神必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
If you have a Bible, you can quickly turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, where it says, The God of all grace who called you to His eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
这对历世历代的基督徒是一个很大的鼓励。
And this has been a great encouragement throughout history for Christians.
提到苦难只是暂时的，苦难是将来好像那个诗篇里面讲，只是我们神的恩典是一生之久，神的愤怒才不过转眼之间。
Talks about how here suffering is only for a little while, just like in the Psalms, where it says that God's wrath is only for a moment, but His loving kindness is forever.
然而我们在苦难的时候，神和我们同在，然后他告诉我们，神要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，给一次力量给我们度过这些苦难。
Not only are sufferings only for a little while, but also during our suffering, our Lord Jesus Christ Himself will be with us so that He will bear with us throughout the difficulties and trials.
所以很多基督徒很喜欢把这个前面的五章好好的研究，看我们在苦难中怎么样和与主一起受苦，神怎么样带领我们经过这苦难。
So many Christians like to study chapter 5 and pay attention to the details and understanding what is God's teaching on suffering and how can God provide us the strength as we go through our trials.
刚刚我们讲过，在彼得后书里面，彼得勉励信徒要面对一个更危险的危机，就是在发生在教会的内部。
I mentioned earlier that in 2 Peter, Peter mentions a greater danger faced by the believers, which is the false teachers within the church.
好不好看彼得后书第二章第一节，从前在百姓中有假先知制造起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 says, But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bring swift destruction on themselves.
什么叫做偷私自进到陷害人的异端，就是偷偷的进来把这些迷惑人的道理在你们中间传播的意思。
What does it mean to say that they will secretly introduce the destructive heresies? It is to say that they will introduce the heresies within the church slowly and trying to do so without being detected.
什么叫把他们买他们的主他们也不承认，就是说主耶稣基督用他的宝血来买赎我们，他们居然还不承认。
What does it mean to say that they deny the sovereign Lord who bought them? That is to say that these false teachers, they would not eventeach about Jesus Christ who's bought them from their sins.
彼得怎么样建议我们去对付那些假师父、假先知、假教师的这个毒害呢？
What is Peter's recommendation for us to resist the effect and the influence of the false teachers and the false prophets?
那第一章，彼得后书第一章，他提出信徒要自己把你的灵命、属灵的生命慢慢的建立，所以你就能够抵挡这些异端邪说。
2 Peter chapter 1 tells us that we need to grow, we need to mature in our spiritual life and our knowledge of Christ so that we can resist and defend ourselves against the heresies.
他讲了八个阶梯，第一个阶梯就是信心，从信心开始加上德行，从德行以后加上知识，知识加上节制，然后忍耐，然后敬虔，然后达到爱弟兄的心，到爱众人的心，一步一步的走。
He offers us 8 steps, starting with having faith. And he says, add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, and perseverance godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness and to brotherly kindness, brotherly love.
这样一步步走的话，我们的信心，我们的生命长大了，我们才能够结出果子，荣耀神，灵命才真正的成熟。
And so if we grow and mature in these steps, we will eventually come to maturity and we will bear fruits and we will be a mature Christian.
在彼得后书第三章里面他讲得更清楚一点。
2 Peter chapter 3, he further explains and made it even more abundantly clear.
他帮我们看第三章第十六节和刚刚我们那个十八节。
So let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16 and then to verse 18.
三章十六节他一切的信上这个他讲的是保罗因为前面讲的是保罗也都是他讲论这事信中有些难明白的那无学问不坚固的人强解如强解别的经书一样就自取灭人人自取沉沦。
He, referring to Paul, because the verse before this talks about Paul. He also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do so with other scriptures, to their own destruction.
这什么意思？什么叫做这批人是这么又不坚固又讲得我们糊里糊涂？
So who are these people that he's talking about, who are ignorant and unstable? We don't understand. Who are they talking about?
第一个，这种人他没有学问。
First, these such people do not have knowledge.
第二种人他强解圣经，曲解圣经，不按正义分解真理的道。
Secondly, they misinterpret the scripture because they do not understand the truth.
这些人其实讲的就是今天我所讲的主题。假师傅、假先知、假教师。
And these type of people are exactly what I mentioned is the subject of the sermon today, which are the false teachers and false prophets.
彼得说他们自取沉沦。
Paul says here that they do so to their own destruction.
但是请大家看最后一节，就是今天我的主题，彼得后书第三章第十八节。
But let us look at Verse 18, which is the theme of my sermon today.
这一节总括了他前面的教导，将全书的主旨去归纳起来。
This verse summarizes all that is mentioned in the entire book.
彼得告诉信徒们，你们要在我们的主和救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
Peter says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一个他把我们耶稣基督他给两个名字一个是主一个是救主。
He gave two titles to our Lord Jesus Christ. One is Lord and one is Savior.
救主就是给我们生命的人。
Savior is the one who gives us life.
主就是我们生活中依靠他每天生活的。
Lord is the master of our daily living as the one who we rely on.
彼得很清楚告诉我们我们的生命要长大可是我们生活中要有主。
Peter tells us, yes, our spiritual life must grow and mature, but also it is very important for us to have a Lord over our daily living.
其实我们刚刚听到彼得他给我们有两条路去抵挡这些异端邪说这些坚固你们的心有两条路。
We see earlier when Paul talked about how we can reinforce our faith so that we can resist the false teaching and the heresies, there are two methods in which we can do so.
第一条就是我们刚刚讲的彼得后书第一章里面讲的。
The first way is what we read in 1 Peter chapter 1.
就从这个信心开始一样一样的美德加上去加上去加上去把你的属灵的生命一天一天的丰美长大像耶稣基督一样
That is that we will build upon our spiritual life starting with our faith and we would add to it until we come to the full fruition and we will be like Christ
第二条路呢就是刚刚讲的彼得后书第三章里面讲的
The second way is what we read in 2 Peter chapter 3
就是在这一路上我们要紧紧地抓住神的恩典和主耶稣基督我们的主和救主的知识。
That is, on this path, we must hold on to the salvation that is from God, and also we need to have the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以至于我们在属灵上面对他们的真理，我们能够分辨真和假。
So that with respect to spiritual truth, we can distinguish and identify between what is true and what is false.
这两条路在一般的圣经学者把它做成一个比喻。
Typically, the Bible scholars use this as an analogy.
他说第一条路从信心开始建立一样样的德性好像什么
?The first method in which we build upon our faith and then upon that we build upon the godly characters, what is that like?
好像一个父亲看见一个孩子身体很虚弱很软弱他就给他一些劝告。
It's like a father who sees his child who is weak physically, so the father wants to give some advice.
他说孩子啊你不要一天吃一些 junk food, 你要吃一些有营养的食物好像肉类蛋白质啊番茄红萝卜啊鸡蛋牛奶等等。
He tells his child that don't just eat junk food, but in your diet you need to have your proteins, you need to have your vegetables, you need to have your fruits.
我以前是吃 junk food 长大的。
I grew up on junk food.
我以前那个时候我那时候我们做老师忙得不得了回家来就买到 7-Eleven 买这个 hot dog 为我们家的女儿儿子吃。
And when I was a teacher before, I was so busy and I don't have time to cook. So when I come home, I would just feed my children food I buy from 7-Eleven. So it'd be hot dog and junk food.
感谢神恩典这些孩子都长得蛮好的。
And by God's grace, my children grew up to be pretty healthy.
想想看不对啊，老是吃这junk food的。现在我经过 7-Eleven, 很想吃 hot dog, 觉得不去吃了。
But now when I think about it, I know that that wasn't the proper diet. Now when I pass by 7-Eleven, when I want to have a hot dog, I would resist it.
父亲说，孩子，你要吃一些营养品，营养的食物，不要再吃junk food。
Father will tell the child, you have to eat nutritious food and do not eat junk food.
这个一个一个的美德建立我们的生命，就是像这些营养的食物，我们要吃营养的食物一样。
These godly characters, these qualities that we would build upon one upon another, it's like the intake of nutritious food.
圣经学者说我们怎么样去抓住神的恩典和知识呢？
Well, how does the Bible teach us to hold on to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus?
他说你吃了食物之外还要去运动，还要去做一些运动，然后可以消化，帮助你新陈代谢。
The Bible says not only do you take in nutritious food, but you also have to exercise. So when you exercise, you will improve your bodily health and also your bodily function.
一方面吃营养食物，一方面有运动的话，这样调剂平衡的话，你会长肌肉，你会生力量。
And so if you, on the one hand, take in the good food and the healthy food, on the other hand, you would exercise,then you will receive strength and you will build upon your strength.
Oswald Sanders, 这个圣经的学者写了一本书叫 Lonely But Never Alone, 叫做孤独但是并不孤单。
Oswald Sanders wrote a book called Lonely But Never Alone.
他说一个基督徒属灵的生命为什么不久久不长大。
He says, why is it that we see a Christian's life that does not grow over time.
就这个人他没有搞清楚他在属灵生命上他的目的是什么。
And that is because this Christian did not realize what's the purpose and the end goal for spiritual maturity.
这些人大部分都满足于浮浅的事物。
These people, they're content.
不愿意花代价去追求去晋升。
They're content with things of the surface andthey're not willing to pay the price to learn things that are deeper.
这些人的确对一个救恩、属灵、得到神的生命看得很重要。
It is true that these people, they do care about their spiritual life and care about their salvation.
但是得救以后觉得哎呀我这已经东西拿到手有了永生了就不再和神有什么交道了。
But after they received the salvation, they said to themselves, I've already...gotten hold of the eternal life, so there's nothing else for me to pursue, and I'm done. I'm content.
反正我到教会来，我就心安理得，我有神的生命，将来进了天上去，到天堂去。
I come to church as I should, and I feel comfortable, and I know that one day I will go to heaven, and that's all.
很多人到教会来，他的目的，你问他，他搞不清楚。
There are many people who are in the church. If you ask them, why do you come to church? And they do not have a good answer.
他说到教会唱唱诗歌，然后我心里很舒服。
He would say, well, I like coming to church and I like to sing hymns.
哦，我看到我的朋友很高兴。
I like to come and meet my friends. It makes me happy.
我吃一顿饭更高兴。
I like to also have a meal.
打打乒乓就更高兴。
Spending some time playing ping pong makes me happy.
所以很多人到教会里面觉得我很满足了。
So many people come to church and they say, I'm content.
他缺乏一个热心侍奉、寻找主耶稣基督生命这种原动力。
They lack a motivation to live for God and to serve God with a passion.
其实我们的天上的父很愿意和我们有亲密的交通。
The fact is, our Heavenly Father, He desires to have a close relationship with us.
神对我们身上最大的要求，他希望我们属灵的生命慢慢慢慢长大，慢慢慢成熟，能够去帮助别人，不是只能够做一个治疗汉。
The most important demand that God would have for us, or for those who call Him, who are called Christians, who are followers of Him, is this. It's not so that we can depend on ourselves.
可惜我们很多人和神中间保持一个若即若离的关系。
However, many Christians, the attitude we have with God is we keep them at a distance.
神进一步，你退一步。
If God would draw near to us, we would take a step back.
神退一步，你就进一步。
But if the Lord takes a step back, we may take a step forward.
圣经中说，这种是一种不冷不热的关系。
And the Bible calls this type of relationship a lukewarm relationship.
在启示录第三章里面讲到老底家的教会就是这种情形。
The church in Laodicea, mentioned in Revelation chapter 3, is such a church.
在启示录三章第十五节到十六节说，我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我的口中把你吐出去。
Revelation chapter 3 verses 15 and 16, I know your deeds, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you're lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
各位弟兄姊妹，被神从神的口中吐出去是一个很悲哀的事情。
Brothers and sisters, it is a sad thing to be spit out of the Lord's mouth.
被神丢弃了，被神任凭你去做了，这是一个很可怕的下场。
To be rejected or neglected by God to allow you to do whatever it is that you wish, that is a very, very sad state.
神喜欢我们在属灵的生命上追求，在属灵生命上长进。
God desires for us to pursue a spiritual growth.
我们看一个地方。我们从希伯来书第六章第一节看神要希望我们做什么人。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 so that we may learn what kind of people God wants us to be.
希伯来书第六章第一节，他勉励我们，我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Therefore, let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and go on to maturity.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们不要只在初级班中在你逗留徘徊。
Brothers and sisters, we should not linger in the elementary teaching.
实在是我们的得救的根基已经立定了。
If the foundation of our salvation has already been established,
就要遵照圣经的教导去竭力去进步到更加的到神讨神喜悦的地步。
Then we ought to follow the instruction of the scripture so that we may continue to grow and mature so that we may grow into what God wants us to be.
这就是今天我讲的主题，要在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上长进、长大、成熟，讨神的喜悦。
This is the topic of my sermon today, that we may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ so we may fulfill a spiritual maturity that he wants us to have.
好吧，我来分作两点讲。第一个是追求在恩典上长进，第二个是追求在知识上长进。
Let me share with you from two perspectives. One is our growth in grace, and the other is the growth in knowledge.
第一个，我们来讲怎么样追求在恩典上长进。
First, let's talk about how we may grow in grace.
长进是一个生命的改变。
Growing is a change of life.
不是仅仅增加你头脑的知识而已。
It is not merely the advancement of head knowledge,
或者是参加教会中一些活动而已。
Or limited to participating in church activity.
要在个人的灵修中与神交通，要追求神主耶稣基督所欢喜的事。
In our daily devotion to God, we need to seek to please God and bring pleasure to Him.
就像我们刚刚讲的，要去讨神的喜悦一样。
As we mentioned earlier, that we want the Lord to find pleasure in us.
记到一点就是。我们得救是本乎恩也应着信，所以我们的得救是出于神的恩典，我们的成长也要靠神的恩典。
Remember that we are saved by grace through faith. So both our salvation and our spiritual growth is dependent upon God.
这个神的恩典是什么意思？
What does the grace of God mean?
就是你不应该得到的，神因着他的恩典他给你的。
It means something that you do not deserve, but it was given by grace freely to you.
记不记得在路加福音十五章那个浪子回头的故事？
Do you remember the story from Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son?
你看那个小儿子，我们没有一个人喜欢的。
You look at the younger son, nobody likes him.
他要他父亲在父亲还活着的时候把财产先分给我。
While his father was still living, he was already asking for his inheritance.
然后他就拿那个财产到远处去在那里任意放荡浪费资财。
Then he took his inheritance and he went to a faraway place and he wasted his life.
等他用光了以后他想起哎呀我还有个爸爸还有个家那个地方比现在我这个情况好多了。
After he's wasted his life and wasted all his money,Then he starts to be reminded of his father and saying, I have a father there and the life I had with him was much better than the life I have now.
这个故事就是说主耶稣讲到他当他回去的时候他的父亲有没有接纳他
Well, the story, as we know, after he returns, did his father accept him?
他父亲仍然把他当作一个儿子一样款待抱了他给他换衣服给他好衣穿戴上这个戒指穿上鞋子还是同样的把他当作儿子看待。
The father treated him just like his son, the way he ought to be treated. He bathed him, he gave him a new robe and put a ring on his finger, and so he was treated as a son.
我们想想看他应该得他这种款待吗
Think about it. Did he deserve this type of welcoming?
他根本不应该得到这样的款待。
Absolutely not.
这就是救恩了，就是恩典了。
This is salvation. This is grace.
所以我们回到主题，信徒怎么样靠主的恩典不断长大呢
？So going back to our theme, how can a Christian grow in the Lord's grace?
简单的来说，就是要靠这个人要亲自去经历神，去体会来从主耶稣基督来的美善。
Simply speaking, this person must.Personally experience the goodness and the grace of God.
两个星期之前9月20号我们星期四的时候我在带领一个长青团契
Two weeks ago, September 20th, on Thursday, I was leading the Evergreen Fellowship.
这里有好几位年长的弟兄姐妹都在那个团契里面
Many of our brothers and sisters here today were at the fellowship.
我讲那个以马内利的意义
I shared about the meaning ofEmmanuel.
我举例我说我举例最后我说我在一次在 freeway 上开车的时候几乎就要出车祸了那个车子从我旁边过去结果我毫发无伤平安度过。
I shared about an experience I had. A car was weaving in and out of traffic and came very close to hitting me, but I came out of it unscathed.
那个车子从我们后面刷上过去，从大卡车和我们中间这样一点点缝里面过去。我太太叫啊叫一声，我心里说：“主啊，救我！”
And a big truck came behind us and nearly hit our car. And my wife screamed, and I just said, "Lord, save me!"
哦，那个时候完了之后，他就坐起来一直看那个车，你看又跑那边去，又跑那边，跑跑，哎呀，车祸出车祸了，砰撞了，出车祸，就几秒钟之间出车祸了。
As we followed this truck that was weaving in and out of traffic, and sure enough, in a few moments later, they got in an accident.
我一讲完以后，我说有没有弟兄姊妹有一点分享你们的看法啊，你们的见证呢？
And I said after sharing my testimony, I asked brothers and sisters, do you have anything to share or any testimonies?
好几个姐妹弟兄都讲到神在他们身上的恩典。
And many brothers and sisters share the grace, like the blessings of God in their lives.
大部分都讲车祸，差点出车祸，没出车祸。
Most people talk about the incidents where they come near miss accidents.
有的人讲到病痛，我的病痛神得医治。
People share about their illnesses or discomfort that God has had healed.
有的人讲灾害临到，结果神保守我，他的恩典，他的保守使我没有什么受什么损害。
People talk about sufferings or trials or difficulties in life, but the Lord cared for them and preserved them, and they were not harmed.
我相信这些人所做的见证和分享，他们经过神的恩典以后，他们经历了神恩典后，就长大很多。
I believe that their faith, after experiencing these blessings and grace of God, that they've grown and matured.
因为我们一直在圣经里面听到过，我们一直在读到过，结果我们没有经历过神的安慰和神的信实。
We may have read about God's grace and His faithfulness, but we have not experienced it in our lives.
各位弟兄姊妹，听到讲到和你经历到是两回事，完全两回事。
Brothers and sisters, hearing about it or reading about it is completely different than.Knowing about or experiencing about it.
你经历了神以后，你的生命就改变。
When you experience God, your life will be changed and it will grow.
你才知道什么是神真正的保守和他赐下的平安。
Then you will truly know what God's protection and provision and His peace are.
问问看，在座的人，在年轻的时候，你只想要这个，要那个，要这个，要那个。
Think about it. When you were young, all you knowwas to ask for this and ask for that.
问问看年长的弟兄姊妹，他们只要什么？只要平安和喜乐和健康的身体，大概就够了。
But if you ask the elderly, what do they want? And probably all they need is health and a joy and peace, and that'll be it.
年轻的时候，我要这个，我要那个，我要车子，我要房子，我要这个祖国子，我要这个男的，要那个女的，哦，我这就忙死了。
When we were young, we wanted many things. We wanted a car, we wanted a house, we wanted to be married, we wanted to have this, we wanted to have that. There's so many things that we want.
到年纪慢慢的时候，你知道平安的重要，健康的重要，一家和睦同居的重要。
But as you grow older, you will realize the importance of having peace within the family members, within the hearts. You will know the importance of having joy and having health.
所以换句话说，真正的什么叫做神的恩典呢？就是我们要经历它，就要从它生命上，我们要体验它的同在。
So, what is the true grace of God? The true grace of God is that we know the grace of God through our personal experience.
所以在马太福音第五章到第七章讲到主耶稣的登山宝训。
Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7 talks about the Sermon on the Mount by our Lord Jesus.
然后他举了很多例子，最后两个例子是什么例子？
He gave many examples, and these two are the last two examples.
最后第一个例子说，有两种仆人，一种是遵行神的话语的人，一种没有遵行神话语的人。另外是两个基础。一个基础呢，就是把这个房子盖在磐石上；另外一个基础就是把房子盖在沙土上。
Talks about two types of servants. One is a faithful servant; the other was an unfaithful servant. Then he talks about a house that is built on sand, another house that was built on a rock.
所以这两个里面其实讲的是一回事。
And really, these two parables speaks of the same thing.
就是我们讲啊讲啊，听啊听啊，没用。
That is, someone may be preaching and preaching, and you may be hearing and hearing, but it had no effect.
那不到你的心里去。
Because those messages never went into the heart.
非要遵行他的话，经历他的话，然后苦难来到，你又紧紧抓住主，这个时候你的生命才长大。
Until the heart is convicted of the word of God, and until you've held fast to those words and experienced those words, and when trial and suffering came, you held on faithfully, then you will know the truth of God.
今天有许多的基督徒只听到异端邪说。
Today, too many Christians, all they hear are the heresies and the false teaching.
他告诉你，你要靠神的恩赐，不要靠神的恩典。
They teach about exercising the spiritual gift rather than the teaching of experiencing God's grace.
要注重一个工作的效果，不要注重灵命的长大。
They focus on the effect of service rather than the maturity of the spiritual life.
什么叫恩赐和恩典的分别呢？
What's the difference between gifts and grace?
有的人，你跟他讲话，他前面几分钟你都插不进口，他告诉你他多棒多棒，以前做过这个地方做那个地方，他又做这个又做那个，嚯，这个人恩赐一大堆。
You come to know a person for the first time, and in the first several minutes you cannot get a word in because this person will be telling you about what he has done. He's done this, he's done that, he's been there, he's been that.And he tells you all that of his accomplishment, and you say, what a person with great many gifts.
你一点都没听到他讲神在他身上什么恩典。
But you cannot hear of any of the grace that God has bestowed upon him.
还有的人，他的恩赐一大堆，那个赐是这个赐哦，恩赐一大堆哦，恩赐一大堆。讲起话来就是里面有刺的，把你扎得你很不舒服。
And some people, they may appear to be so pious and so righteous, but everything they say becomes a criticism and it hurts you.
应该用神的恩典把它包住。人家碰到的不是你的恩赐，而是碰到神的恩典。
But what's important is that when you present yourself to others, what they receive should be the grace from the Lord rather than your pure gifts or your criticism.
所以保罗在加拉太书第五章第四节这样说。
That is why Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 4,
加拉太书第五章第四节保罗说，你们这靠律法称义的是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
Galatians 5:4 says, you who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace.
这是很悲哀很可怕的现象。
This is very unfortunate and very sad.
从神的恩典中坠落。
That they've fallen away from grace.
今天我们在世上很多时候只走律法的路线。
Today, as we live, we often take the path of the law.
我们绝对不承认我们走律法路线。
But we do not admit and accept that we do so.
但是我们看一个人和人讲话的时候，人家总觉得你好像在我户口调查一样，你做什么的？你多少钱啊？你住什么地方啊？你房子多少钱啊？你这个车子多少钱？老是问这种问题。
But we see it through their behavior. When they talk to you, it's like an interrogation. What do you do? Where do you live? How much money did you spend? How much money do you have in the bank?
我有一次啊，给一个人一个 ride， 从这个华神开到一个叫迦南教会，你们知道吧？在 Orange County 迦南教会，就这么40分钟就被这个人从头到尾调查不停。
I remember one time I was riding in a car, on my way to a church, on another church, and during the 40 minutes ride, this person was interrogating me.
最后他还问我你太太的情形，你小孩子情形，我实在不想讲。我跟他讲，对不起，那个是我的秘密，我不要跟你告诉你。他好像很奇怪，为什么这样子了
？And he kept asking, and finally he came to asking me about my wife and asking about my children. And finally I said, I'm sorry, these are matters of my privacy. I really don't want to share them with you anymore.
这个社会我们好很慢慢就被这个世俗变成很俗气。
And so because of these things that we see, the material things of this world, it causes us to be worldly.
我们看到的就是人家的外面，就是在你在比较他的这个那个那个，都是在比较。
All we see are the superficial things, and we would compare other people with these things.
保罗说这种人在恩典上坠落了。
And Paul says that these are the people that have fallen away from grace.
他们靠着律法行事。
Because they conduct themselves by the law.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们要靠神的恩典行事。
Brothers and sisters, we need to conduct ourselves by grace.
让人家碰到我们的时候碰到神的恩典。
So that when people come in contact with us, they experience God's grace.
让人家和我们中间交往的时候，是在神的生命上有生命的交往。
So that when people come in touch with us, what they receive is an interaction of the life of God.
我们和人打交道的时候，绝对不想到这个人对我将来有什么好处。
When we interact with someone, we ought not to have the thought, how would this person benefit me in the future?
好不好听你说，这个人我可以用什么好处去帮助他？
Should we not take the attitude saying, how can I benefit this person that I'm approaching?
他的生命上是不是需要把主耶稣基督介绍给他？
Does this person have a need where we need to introduce Jesus to?
他今天这个情形，我能不能够帮助，我能不能够帮助他，把神介绍给他，把神带领他，这些是我们应该在神的恩典上长进的地方。
Today we see an issue in this person. Do they need more help from the Word of God or from the life of Christ? How can we benefit them by investing our lives?
第二个，我们要追求知识上的长进。
Number two, we need to pursue a growth in our knowledge.
当然，这里的知识讲到属灵的知识。
Of course, the knowledge here speaks of a spiritual knowledge.
这里强调信徒的追求必须有客观的真道和神的话语作为基础。
This knowledge must be built on the foundation of the truth of God as well as the Word of God.
否则就是一片热心而已。
Otherwise, it's just empty passion.
没有扎根在神的真道和神的智慧上。
Which has not been rooted in the truth and the knowledge of God.
没有这个神的真道的扎根的人就不能够持久，遇到了挫折就灰心丧胆。
A person who has not been firmly rooted in the truth of God would not be a person who can withstand in the time of trouble.
教会中也有些人，他们侍奉的时候碰到难处，被人家一讲，他就心里面受伤。
There are people who serve in the church, and when they receive criticism, they get hurt.
他们自哀自怜，就说我停止侍奉了，要不然我离开这个教会了。
They pity themselves and they would say, I give up. I'm going to give up my ministry. I'm going to leave the church.
Oswald Sanders, 他说信徒的长进可以分作主观和客观两方面 ,active aspects and the passive aspects. 他是 Oswald Sanders 讲的信徒的这个长进。
Oswald Sanders says, with respect to the spiritual growth of a believer, there are two aspects.And one is an objective aspect, one is a subjective aspect.
主观就是说信徒在神属灵上有经历遵行神的话，在侍奉上被神管教和被神能够造就。
The subjective aspect of spiritual growth is one such person who has experience with God in his provision and also in the reality of the spiritual growth that has been ministered by God.
被神管教。
And also they would be disciplined by God.
客观的是指信徒去了不了解这些经历和神的对付所依据的是什么呢？
An objective aspect of a spiritual truth is when such a person is evaluating his own spiritual life, under what standard and principles is he evaluating himself?
要搞清楚这些事情有神的话语的依据。
One must be certain that the evaluation must be based on the Word of God.
所以人对神的认识必须有个人的经验作为依据，要下功夫在真道上认识人才是真正的认识。
So to know God, or to say to truly know God, one must have experience with God, but also have an objective measure, which is from the Word of God.
有的信徒他们的对神的认识是风闻有神，很缺少真正的经验神这样的认识。
Many Christians know God by having heard of God, but really having no experience of God.
所以我刚刚讲，他们一碰到难处，他们就跌倒。
And these are such people that I mentioned earlier that when they're faced with difficulties, they would fall away.
但是我要再说一遍，信徒属灵生命的成长不单建在经验和追求神的恩典上，而且要建在神确切的话语上。
But again, I must emphasize that a true spiritual growth is not just experience with God. That is, that experience must be measured by the objective truth, which is the Word of God.
我记得我十年前去一个 San Fernando Valley, 一个基督徒的教会带领他们一个英语组，大概就14个人，他们一个退休会讲三堂道。
I remember some years ago, I went to a church in the San Fernando Valley, and I led a retreat for the young people, and the congregation was only about 14 people and had three messages for them.
他们那个英文牧师要求我把大纲给他看。
The English pastor asked me to share the outlines of my message with him.
我给他看的时候，他就一直讲一句话。
As I was sharing with him, he kept repeating these words.
他说这段很好，这段很好。What is the scripture? 那段真的很好。What is the scripture? 这第三段 ，What is the scripture? 讲三次 ，What is scripture? 圣经的话语在什么地方？
As he read through my outlines, he says, "These are good points. What are the scripture? Where are the scripture support?" And then the second paragraph, he says, "These are good points, but what are the scripture support?" And he said it three times.
啊，我那时候心里有点纳闷。
And at the time, I was wondering to myself.
我的自尊心有点损害。
Of course, his question hurt my pride.
十年多之后，现在想想看，他讲的实在是很对。
Some ten years later, as I think back, I think he was right.
我们常常东讲西讲，讲了半天，神的话语没有。
We have a lot to say. We say this and we talk about that, but where is God's word?
我们头头是道，讲的口若悬河。结果都是你自己的话，没有神的话语。
We may have a lot to say, a lot to share. We may be very, very eloquent. We might have a good story to share, but where is God's word? Is it my words or is it God's word?
一个人的经验若不符合真道的话，就必须舍经验而取真道。
If a person's subjective experience is contradicting to God's word, then we must give up that experience and lean to the word of God.
记得神的话语是无穷无尽的宝藏。
We have to remember that the word of God is the endless treasure and it is the endless truth.
信徒必须在真道上不断的学习和不断的吸收，才可以在这个邪说和异端充斥的时代中站立得稳。
A Christian must continue to pursue after the truth and the word of God so that we may be able to stand firm and resist the heresies and the false teachings of this world.
才能够抵挡和分辨假师傅他的迷惑。
In doing so, then we will be able to know and distinguish the difference between the true teaching and the false teaching.
真的，世界上有很多的事物叫我们分心。
There are a lot of things in this world that cause us to be distracted.
好像要我们专注在更重要的事物上。
There are many things that cause us to think that we need to focus more on.
但是智慧人一定要选择专心一意的讨神的喜悦，在定睛扎根在神的话语上。
But a wise person will be a person who knows that he must focus on the truth, which is the word of God.
最近我读到一个老一辈的传道人写的书。
Recently, I read a book written by a God's servant from a previous generation.
他提到他在他们那一代的传道人面临的试炼很严重。
The book talks about the trials and tribulation and the temptations that they were faced with.
他说他们要坚守真道，甚至常常会被下监狱，被送去劳改，甚至会为主殉道。
Talks about that generation of servants of God, they faced persecution.Tribulations, oftentimes imprisonment, sent to labor camps, or even they may murder for their faith.
但是他提到这一代的基督徒遇到一个更严重的试炼。
But in his writing, he says that the believers of this generation are faced with an even more severe test.
他说我们面临的是世界的引诱。
We're faced with the temptations of this world.
面临世俗化进到教会里面的危险。
We are faced with the danger of secularism inside the church.
面临着我们觉得这些异端邪说听起来真是好棒啊，很流行啊，我们要去学啊。
We are faced with the popular teachings even within the church that's just fashionable for the time being, and that everyone is clamoring after following these fashionable things.
这个老传道人最后写了几句话。
So this old faithful servant of the Lord wrote this at the end.
他说要我们付上一切的代价，绝不向世俗妥协。
He says we must muster up all that we have and give all that we have and never to compromise with the world.
绝不走捷径。
We will never take shortcuts.
也不要走异端和灵根的道路。
And we will never go the path of the heresies or with the charismatics.
他说继续各位弟兄姊妹继续为真道打那美好的仗。
And he encouraged brothers and sisters to continue to fight the good fight of the truth.
要忠心到底最后他四个字他说至死忠心。至死忠心。
And he says to be faithful till the end. And he says, till death.
我愿意把我这条命豁出去为主耶稣基督。
He says, I'm willing to pay my life in order to gain Christ.
我听了以后我看了以后好感动好感动。
After reading his writing, I was deeply moved.
他把最后一句话就是我们刚刚念的好不好我们再念一遍在希伯来书第十一章二十四节。
What he wrote at the end was what we read at the beginning, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
希伯来书十一章二十四节，摩西因着信，长大了就不肯成为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因为他想所要的赏赐。念三。
By faith.Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward.
这个二十四节说他长大了不肯成为法老子不肯。
Verse 24 says that he refused to be known as
二十五节，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦难。
Then verse 25, he says he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God.
他不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time.
这个老传道告诉我们，我们愿不愿意宁可享受这个苦中。但是我们呢，一心一意要走这个真道的路，为神牺牲，至死忠心。
And so the old preacher said, do we have the like-mindedness as Moses that we would rather give up our life for the sake of holding on to the truth and fighting that good fight till the end, until our death?
我讲最后讲个短短的故事。
Finally, I have a short story to share.
他说有一个刚从印度回来的英国人。
There was an Englishman who just returned from his trip to India.
有一天他的朋友请他来吃晚饭。
One day he was invited to a dinner party by his friend.
朋友问他你到印度去多久他三个月。
The friend asked, how long have you been in India? He said, 3 months.
他你有没有看见任何的印度人悔改信耶稣啊？
The friend asked, have you seen any Indians who repented and came to know the Lord Jesus?
他说、没有印度人都信印度教的他怎么会信耶稣啊他就摇头。
He shook his head and he said, no, I haven't seen any. In fact, all Indians are Hindus.
那么在座有一个宣教士他听见这话就反问刚刚这个英国人。
And at the dinner party, there was a missionary. So upon hearing this,He went and asked this Englishman.
他说你在印度的时候有没有看过老虎啊
？He says, "Did you see any tigers in India?"
这个英国人就这下子搓搓手，很得意的讲了哈。
And when the Englishman heard this question, he actually rubbed his hands together and was very excited.
他说我何止看过老虎，我还射杀过两只老虎。
He says, not only have I seen tigers, in fact, I hunted two of them.
那个宣教士就说，我在印度这么多年，一共四年宣教，我从来没有看过一个老虎。
And the missionary says, then said in response, I spent 4 years in India, and during those 4 years, I have not seen one tiger.
这个事实就是这样。
The fact is,
一个到印度去找老虎，就找到老虎，就把它射杀了，等等。
One went to India to look for tigers, so he found them and he hunted them.
他只用了三个月就杀死两只老虎。
He used 3 months' time and he killed 2 tigers.
一个人到印度去寻找悔改、传福音给那些人，叫他们信主人，他4年带了很多人信主。
The missionary who went to India for 4 years, he looked for people to save through the gospel, and he did.
今天我们来到教会的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for us coming to church today?
如果你是来找朋友，找中国人乐一乐的话，你是找到了。
If you came here to look for friends, to find some other Chinese to spend a good time, and you enjoy the time, and you found it.
如果是你是来寻找主耶稣基督，得到永远的生命，我相信你好好的找会找到。
If you came here to find Jesus Christ, to find the eternal life, I believe that if you look for it, you will find it.
但是主耶稣基督绝不因为你有一点点的生命，他主耶稣就满足了。
But Jesus is not satisfied for you just to have a young, infant spiritual life.
他像一个老父亲和孩子中间要建立一个亲密的关系。
As the father who wants to establish a close relationship with his son,
他巴不得你能够抓住神的恩典和他的知识上能够长进，生命上长进，和主耶稣基督有个很好的关系。
God wants you to grow in your spiritual life. He wants you to mature and He wants you to establish a close and loving relationship with the Heavenly Father.
各位弟兄姊妹，如果专心，你就会找到，就会寻见。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention, if you make effort, then you will find.
所以圣经在马太福音第七章第七节和第八节怎么说？你们寻求就给你们，你们寻找就寻见，你们叩门就给你们开门，因为凡寻祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给你们开门。
Because Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, Jesus said, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds.And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
感谢主，神预备了这个教会和这个教堂。
We thank the Lord for giving us this church and the church building.
但是请我们不要只在这个教堂里面寻找乐子而已。
But let us not come to this church just to find fun.
从这个乐子里面，从你的朋友里面，你慢慢慢慢地看到他们的需要，你去帮助他们。
Let us learn to find the needs of others, and when we find it, we would go and help them in their needs.
最主要的，你要在这里找到主耶稣基督。
Most importantly, you should find Jesus Christ here.
你要找到这个主耶稣基督在你生命中的意义。
You need to find the meaning to have Jesus Christ in your life.
你要找到这个主耶稣基督能够叫你长大，他就是希望你能够成为他的儿子，像他儿子一样的样式。
You need to find God's will for you, which is to be like His Son and to grow up to have the likeness of Christ.
我们的生命一定要长大。
We must grow in our lives.
不要几年之后还是那个老样子。
Let us not be the same way after coming to church for years.
求主这是让我们有得到圣灵的感动之后，不要消灭圣灵的感动，能够紧紧地抓住往前去。
Help us not to quench the moving of the Holy Spirit, but when the Holy Spirit calls on us, let us respond and move forward.
还有两个月吧，下个月我就要去中国。
Next month I will go to China.
我真是希望你们能为我祷告。
I hope that you will pray for me.
我去山东一个地方，第六次去这个山东这个地方。
I would go to Shandong province, and this would be my 6th time visiting.
那个地方有很多弟兄姊妹一年一年的长进，但是还有的人有一大堆人，有起码10个人。从来没有长进过。
There are a good number of people who grew over the years, but there are maybe about 10 of them who have not grown since I visited them first.
怎么讲呢？腓立比书，他就在旧约里面拼命找腓立比书，怎么找到
？We want to turn to the book of Philippians, and they're looking for it in the Old Testament. How can you find Philippians in the Old Testament?
你不认识讲什么哈巴古书，这一定找不到的。
If you ask about Habakkuk, forget it. They won't even find it.
但是这些人，我有的人看到几年几年，他的生命在往前去，往前去，还有人求着你，一直没有动过。
So there are people that I've observed that their life has grown and they continue to press forward, but yet there are always others who seem to lag behind. And
耶稣基督是我们的主和救主，是我们个人的主，个人的救主，你一定要和他建立真正个人的关系。
Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. He is our personal Lord and our personal Savior. So we must pursue after Him.
花点时间，常常读自己一个人读经，自己一个人祷告。
Spend some time by yourself alone. Read the scripture. Pray to God.
不要讲这个人的名字。他说圣经是一个 collective salvation, 一大堆人 salvation. 谁说了？圣经是 individual salvation, 是你和神中间个人的关系的建立。Don't
believe in the teaching when they says, when people say that the Bible is a collective salvation and all men can have it. That is nowhere in the Bible says that. The salvation is an individual salvation, is a personal relationship between you and God.
但愿我们在以后再见的时候，你的生命往前去了，已经长大了。It
is my hope that when you see the Lord face to face, that your life has already grown.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。Let
us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。Father,
we thank you for your grace.
但愿我们真正的在属灵的生命上一步一步的把这个美德加上去，而生命长大。May
we grow in our spiritual life, and may we be able to add to our spiritual qualities.
但是这不要是只是一个营养品而已，吃完了以后不消化。But
let these spiritual characters not merely be the food that we take that gives us indigestion.
而我们要抓住神的恩典和祂的知识，让我们经历神的同在，就消化它，就运动，也消化它。But
we need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God in, as if we are digesting the spiritual food that we take.
求主这是把你的圣灵感动里面有些弟兄姊妹，他们愿意以后更加花时间能够亲近你，每天亲近你。
May the Holy Spirit move within some of us, within our hearts, so that we may be determined to spend more time in your words and in prayer.
就是你的话语不会突然返回。Lord,
your words will not go out and come back empty-handed.
像那个雨雪从天而降，那么滋润地上的万物一样。Like
the rain that waters the earth.
你的话语一样的滋润人的心。May
your word water our hearts.
叫万物生长。
So that all things may grow.
叫我们的生命也生长。
So that our lives may grow as well.
求主让我们更加花时间在你面前，能够好好的学习你的话语。
Lord, cause us to be more diligent and more determined in studying your words.
以至于我们能够分辨真和假，以至于我们能够拒绝抵挡那些异端邪说和假师傅他们的教导。
So that we may be equipped to distinguish between the truth and the false teaching, so that we may know how to resist the heresies that come from the false teachers.
谢谢你今天在这短短的时间和我们众人讲话。
Thank you for speaking to us during this time today.
我们这样感谢祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.